Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. Hey, Greg, I actually have some good news. I mean, it's hard to believe. But there's bad news and then followed by good news. So there's a situation that's happened to many of us, probably almost all of us, and there is a fix for it. So here's what happened. It used to be that if you bought something on the Internet, let's say 5 years ago, and you bought it out of state. So let's say, for example, me in Missouri, I bought something out of state. I would not be taxed on it on eBay. Yeah. There's no sales tax. Even if your state had sales tax, if you bought it from out of state, there'd be no sales tax. Now, the state suggested that you you claim that you bought something and they wanted you to pay your fair share. Well, it was up to you. Well, they've improved the system where a whole bunch of states have gotten together. And this is my analysis of what happened. Okay? Don't believe anything I say, class. Don't believe a word I say or anybody else in the media. January 1... the states, I believe, have gotten together and they worked with eBay to tax you for all of the purchases based on the sales tax in your locale. So, for example, if you bought something from California, you normally would not have had to pay sales tax on it if you lived in Missouri or Idaho or someplace else, or Kentucky. You wouldn't pay sales tax if your state had a sales tax. Well, eBay now charges tax, sales tax, on all items that you buy based on your locale. Well, that frosted me because the state has no claim to sales tax on things that I buy for the farm or things I might buy for resale. So if I buy something for resale, let's say I buy it for a dollar and sell it for $1, I would charge the tax through my business based on the state sales tax rate, the county sales tax rate, and the local sales tax rate. So I'd be responsible for charging tax. That's all changed. eBay now charges sales tax on all the purchases if you live in a taxing state or locale. It's outrageous, but you can get it back. And it's no fun getting it back, but you can claw it back. And here's how you do it. You do go to eBay and you look up tax-exempt status. Tax-exempt status, if you're tax-exempt. So as a farmer, many of the things that I buy are tax-exempt. So if I buy replacement parts for equipment, nuts and bolts, and you know, things that are bona fide tax-exempt status items for the farm, I can once a month send a list to eBay. Here is the item, here's the transaction number, here's the item, here's the amount of sales tax. And here's the sum of the sales tax for that month. Credit my account. You can absolutely do that. Now, Walmart, if you buy things online, does the same thing. They charge you sales tax based on your location, on everything. Well, you can get that back, or you can prevent that from being charged to your account if you apply for a tax-exempt status. Now, you're actually applying. You're saying, please, may I have my bona fide tax-exempt status? And they will give you a transaction card, kind of like a credit card, but it's a piece of paper, and you can put plastic on it, you know, like shipping tape, clear shipping tape, and make it more durable. Save the file on your PC, print it out, and bring it with you if you go to Walmart and say, these 8 items of the 30 items are tax exempt, and you'll be tax exempt. Or if you buy it online, you will have that tax exempt status, and you can buy it, use your tax exempt status. And Menards, the same thing. So what I'm saying is, all of a sudden, the states have decided they're going to take money from everybody, whether it was bona fide or not, and here's how you can fight back. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, I have a perfect way to fight back, and you need to send this letter to the state, certified with signature, okay? And you need to get it notarized, a card notarized that you sent the letter to the state, and this is what was in the envelope, so the whole nine yards, so that you can get a notary public to do this for you. And you ask a simple question to the state. How do I charge, how do I charge a tax if all I am receiving are Federal Reserve notes, because a note is a liability until I'm actually paid for the item? Now, you give them 30 days to respond, and maybe, an extra 10 for mailing. And then if they don't respond, or they respond with something that is not an on-point answer, you can send them a notice of default judgment. Once you send them the notice of default judgment, then you have issued. And I've said this before. How do you, if you've never been paid in the United States dollars and you've only received notes, a note is a liability, is a negative. It's an IOU. And I'd love for one of our or more of our class to write up a note like this, write up a letter and send it certified to their state asking these questions. Because according to the law of notes, a note can do no more than what it says. And on that note, it says it's for one, say it's a Federal Reserve note for one United States dollar. It says right on it, a Federal Reserve note for, and on the bottom, one United States dollar, which of course, we define a United States dollar as one troy ounce of silver minted under acts of Congress at the United States Mint. So, if we don't start getting on top of things like this, if we would have been on this a long time ago, the state of whatever, the state of X, would not exist because they would not be able to bring anything in. And what I'm seeing going on right now, say with national parks, I read an article that national parks are no longer going to accept cash. Okay? This is something else the class can try. Go to a national park with a witness, tender what is called a legal payment, which is a note, Federal Reserve note, and if they reject it, use USC code that basically states that a payment tender, accepted or not, and therefore the debt is discharged. Now, you should be able to walk right into the park if they reject that payment. Any thoughts on this, Vincent?
Yeah, I do. Many years ago, around 2011, I decided to have an expo number one. And in order to do that, there were some rules that I had to comply with in the county where Springfield, Missouri is centered. And the reason I had to do that is that the facility, the building, the property, the land is controlled by the city of Springfield and the county. It's a joint venture, and they have rules, and you must comply. And, for example, I needed to post a bond. I called them up, and I said, all right, what do I need? And they said, well, you need to pay us $25 and need to fill out this form. And I said, well, okay, well, why don't I come in there, and you Mary Jo, can help me, right? You can help me so I don't make any mistakes on filling out this form. She said, yes. I said, okay. What do I need? $25. Okay. Anything else? No. So I went there, saw Mary Jo, and I actually had her fill out the form. I told her I didn't want to make any mistakes, so she actually did all the writing, except for my signature, which I signed. And she said, okay, that's $25. We'll go up to the cashier. And I said, okay, here's my check. Oh, we don't take checks. Oh, okay. Here's $25 in cash. We don't take cash. We had a real problem. They don't take checks and they don't take cash. Now, why is that? Well, I said, so what's the deal with the cash? And she told me, well, she didn't want to tell me, but ultimately... Well, what happened was people were accepting cash through the cashier, and the cash wasn't making it into the drawer. It was being shortcutted and put into the employee's pockets. That was the reason they claimed. Theft. Employee theft. How about that? So, it's a real problem. A real problem. So maybe that's part of the reason. Maybe it's these park employees that are they're stealing the funds that were going to the park. And by the way, why are there charges for the park anyway? Didn't we already pay for that? Didn't we already steal the land from the Indians? And don't our taxes pay for it? For all these national and state parks? What's going on? Why are we being charged twice?
You know, Vincent, I went to a national park, and it was during the COVID. So they told me we're not accepting cash. And I said, well, I tendered legal payment, tendered the cash, and you refused it. Therefore, according to USC code, the debt is discharged, and the payment was made. So, Pat goes and gets somebody else, his supervisor out, and he comes out and he says, yeah, we're not accepting cash, this guy. I said, well, a tender payment is a tender made, whether you accept it or not, according to USC code. Now, who gave you the authority to change the code? And where's my pass? And he goes, here's your pass. Have a nice day.
Right.
Because he understood that I made, according to law, UCC code, according to law, the payment was made and he let me in. Now, we need to start doing this. You know, what's around the corner? We know what's around the corner. That the digital currency, where they'll be able to say, well, whether you can or you It's happening in other been a lot of protests. I'm just beyond words right now. I can see this happening and nobody's doing anything about it.
Les, I have a $2 Federal Reserve note in front of me, $2, and it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So it says right on the $2 note with Thomas Jefferson in the center. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so, class, Greg was talking about, you know, we need to take action. And what he means by that doesn't mean violence. He means that we need to pay attention and we need to protect our rights. And violence is going to happen. We're not advocating it. No one at USA Prepares is advocating violence, but it's just going to happen. Why? Because historically it's happened over and over and over again. There comes a point where the last straw breaks the camel's back. There's a point when the boiling point is reached just by a series of oppressive events. And let me give an example of this. So there's this person who trades by the name Magenta 408. And I talked about this earlier this week. And this person is on the internet, does not use a real name, trades under the name Magenta 408. And this person is offensive, rude, nasty, vile. This person provokes. This person's negative, belligerent, and attacks USA Prepares and other broadcasts. And I came out and I contacted the host of a BitChute platform. And I said, this is what this guy is doing. And this guy or gal says, don't waste your time here. Meaning at USA Prepares. And I'd had it with him. Absolutely had it with this guy. Years and years of bashing, trashing us.
Let's just call it an it. Let's call him an it.
Okay.
Yeah, it.
Have you, Okay, Greg, have you seen these posts from this?
Yes, I've seen. You know, I've got a friend who posts on BitChute all day long, and there's always one person who thumbs down and makes negative comments continually.
Okay, well, that's what happens to us. Every day, there's at least two thumbs down. Even if the broadcast is up for 3 minutes, there's a thumbs down, or two, literally, every single day. Well, here's what I did. I sent Ron Gibson an email, and it says very simply, Ron, would you please consider blocking comments for USA Prepares? Here's why, and then I listed exactly what Magenta 408 wrote. And then I said, thank you, Vincent. That's all I said. Okay, would you consider it? I didn't demand it. I just said, would you consider it? Well, here's what happened. This is just like that belligerent bully in the boys' room in elementary school. The guy who causes a fight. The guy who picks on other people. The guy who just has to show that he's top dog at the expense of everybody else. And then what the school system does is they say, okay, y'all can't go in the boys' room together. The whole class can't go in there. We can't get this event done in 10 minutes. We're going to let only two of you go to the bathroom at a time, and it can take a half an hour for the whole class to use the restroom. Okay, that's what happens when you have someone who is belligerent and a bully and pushy and offensive and so forth. So what happened now is exactly that. I don't see any comments for USA Prepares at all. And I don't see any comments for another broadcast as of yesterday. So if you want to give credit, if you happen to be posting realistic, relevant, cogent, accurate, honest, truthful comments, you have been penalized by Magenta 408. He or she or it deserves all the credit for the pain that you are experiencing. That's what happened. And what Greg is saying is we need to take a stand. He's absolutely right. And that's exactly what I did. I took a stand. Now, I didn't say to Ron Gibson, Ron, I'll tell you what, I don't appreciate this parasite bashing us all the time. And you know what? I'll take the sandbox and the ball and I'll go home. I didn't say that. I could have said that, but I didn't. So, class, these Black Lives Matter, these reparation people who want millions of dollars in California had nothing to do with slavery. They want your money. These transvestites want to confuse your children. And these homos, it's got to stop.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, on Fox News, says her client is being charged with something he didn't do.
He'll be charged with something he didn't do, but I think it's going to be a books and records kind of charge. And knowing Alvin Bragg, the Soros-backed DA, I assume that he's going to try and stack several of these misdemeanors that a normal person would never be indicted for, let alone charged with.
It is the highest-profile U.S. visit by a Taiwan leader in years. Nonetheless, President Tsai Ing-wen is keeping largely out of the public eye. A U.S. stopover that began Wednesday in New York marks Tsai's first foreign travel since mid-2019 and comes at a time of heightened tensions with China that many fear could easily fall into an armed conflict. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
Today's hot.
Flash
it.
You've got your...
Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, to be perfectly clear, what I'm trying to say is that we cannot allow our school systems to be taken over by perverts. We can't allow our children to be led to slaughter by perversion. We can't allow immorality to take over our school systems. We can't allow the education of our children to be held from us, whatever is happening. We as parents have an absolute right to know what's happening in our school systems. And when our child, our son, wanted to attend the public training camp for the first time in his life, it was for ninth grade, first year of high school. And I and Mrs. Finelli went to the high school. We talked to the teachers. We talked to the principal. We talked to the superintendent. We wanted to know exactly what was going to happen. And then what happened was they wanted to inject our son. And I said, no, no, no. Has he gotten all his vaccinations? Yes, he's received all the vaccinations that he needs. And then they said, well, we need it proven. And I said, you want proof that he's had his vaccinations? They said, yes. And I said, you know what? We're just going to use the religious exemption. And you know what? We used the religious exemption. We signed the form, and that was it.
Yeah,
no vaccinations.
That's all you have
to do. Go ahead.
And Vincent, the public school system is the free school is one of the planks on the Communist Manifesto. So my children, my later children, we decided that we weren't going to participate in the communist propaganda schools, and we homeschooled. And, because we figured it's our responsibility to educate these children. There's just so many things. I mean, you and I both went to school. Well, the schools now are just, they're not even the same type of school we went to. They weren't teaching you how to live your life. They're teaching you how to be a part of the part of the crowd, how to fall in line. And I just, you know, back to protesting. There's a lot of protests going on in different countries right now, where they're storming the capitals and their countries and cities, and they are burning vehicles and just destruction. That's not what needs to be happening, people. They need to be calling out the Congress and here in the United States and whatever you call them in the other countries, and telling them that leave the building, get out of office. We don't trust you. We don't want you. We did not vote for you. Leave. But that's not happening. What's happening is exactly what Klaus Schwab wants to happen: an angry world. And what the media is promoting in whites being inherently evil. I watched a video yesterday that it almost made me throw up. It almost made me throw up. This poor Caucasian girl, junior high, high school age, was being beat up by some native Aboriginal women in Australia. They were hitting her with a stick, poking a knife in her, a long knife, for, I guess, hours on end, and videoing it on their phones. This is what the media is promoting. Whites are inherently evil. What happens? What needs to happen with the media that does that? They need to be held accountable for every murder, every racial murder that ever takes place against whites. They need to be put on trial, and if necessary, hung or lethally injected or shot. We can't allow this to go on, or we're not going to have a society. But that's exactly the plan. We're playing into their plan, which is a one-world government. The savior of the world will come in. The false savior of the world will come in. The new World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and all their little, the world unelected, self-appointed world leaders want to take over. And we can't let this happen, people. We got to be organized. We can't allow this. We can't just sit by, or we're basically, a part of it. By proxy, if you will. You know, we support this beast, this current situation. Now, you can do your own research, but look at the protests. you know, burning police vehicles, burning private vehicles, businesses. They're just tearing down the cities. Where's that? What's that going to lead to when you destroy a grocery store, when you destroy trucks, when you, you know, things of that nature? Starvation, mass chaos, death. You know, we've got to wake our children up. We can't let them be fed the propaganda that they're being fed, that whites are inherently evil, and there needs to be some reprobation for slavery. If you really want to take it back, we can take it all the way back to Noah. We can take it all the way back to Pharaoh, who was black, and the children of Israel, who were white, were the slaves. Where's a reparation for that? You know, we just, whether it's one side or the other, of slavery is wrong, and we're headed that direction, if we even live through to see it. Sorry for carrying on like that, but I'm just, there's so much going on right now. It's really, really hard to, you know, to make sense of it all, other than everything is falling into the plan. Everything is falling into the you know, the just like reading Revelations. We're falling into, everything's falling into place. What are you doing about it? We've been preaching, get prepared, because pretty soon, and it might be happening right now, your lettuce, your tomatoes, your vegetables, the meat, might have mRNA technology in it. Are you ready to introduce that into your blood, or did you get prepared? Are you ready to have a stroke, you know, a so-called stroke, an incident, a health incident where you just drop dead? I'm not. I'm saying it's almost time right now to just cut off the food supply that we get from the outside world and depend upon our own gardens, our own animals. I hate to say it, but I think that time is either here or it's past time. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, I think it's absolutely at the 11th hour. And that's what we're doing here at the farm, and that's what we've been doing for years. There's nothing new for us. But the information about the contamination, the toxins, the biologicals, the heavy metals that are in our food that rain from above, that are in the water supply, that are in the fertilizers, that are in the supplements, it is all of great concern. And so, you know, I was thinking about how we raise our animals. We are in the minority. We are absolutely in the minority. Most farmers use commercial fertilizer. Most farmers use herbicides and pesticides. We don't. And it's a lot harder, and it actually costs more for us to do it this way.
Sure, there's some crop loss.
Right, but it's way better in the long run. It actually is.
Oh, yeah.
It is sustainable, to use the real meaning of the word sustainable. You're talking about the school system. And, class, here's something that you ought to try looking up. It's three words. You can go to your favorite search engine, and you can type in the word A-H-S, A-H-S, three letters. Or you can type in the three words that A-H-S represents. And that stands for Adolf Hitler Schools. And between 1937 and 1945, the SS ran 12 schools. Nine of them were for young males, and three were for young females. And they were for 14 to 18-year-olds. They were single-sex schools. And the idea was to admit children on, they were chosen by their political dedication and physical fitness, not by their academic achievements or abilities. And the classes and the school was focused on indoctrination. indoctrination, political indoctrination, rather than learning advanced science, mathematics, etc. And that was the school, those were the schools that fed the SS. Now, if you think about it, if you look at today, the schools are transformed or are transforming into political indoctrination centers where homosexuality is, it's just another lifestyle. It's okay. Actually, y'all ought to try it. Those are the kinds of messages. That's not me saying that. Those are the kinds of messages that are coming from the adults who are in the classrooms of the political indoctrination centers, also known as the public training camps, also known as public schools.
And the parents are going into the libraries and finding some of this propaganda, these propaganda sexually perverted. What I'm saying, sexually perverted according to common law, which was derived from the Bible. Books teaching children how to have gay sex. Now, come on, people. How much can we stand of this? Back to you, Vincent. Sorry.
Well, I did the unthinkable. Mrs. Finelli and I did the unthinkable with our children. My father, as you know, class, was a teacher. He was a teaching principal. He was a principal, and he was an acting superintendent of schools, public schools. He literally took the grading out of his public school. He literally said, we will educate our children in this school by their abilities, by the ability to learn at a specific speed and what they already know, not based on the number of days they have been alive on the planet. So all the students were grouped in classes, if you will, by knowing the same amount and learning at the same speed. So in Virginia, and my father's school was not in Virginia, they use the term red birds, blue birds, and buzzards. Now, I don't know what the difference between a red bird and a blue bird is, but I do know what a buzzard is. So they were saying the slow ones are the buzzards. And in Virginia, what they did was they said, okay, fourth grade teachers, you get to pick, of all the students that are coming into the fourth grade, you get to pick one. And so all of the top students were picked first, then a second tier, and then the buzzards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I know you all heard that commercial with the National Traffic Safety Group. And I know you heard the children's music, but did you hear the adults' music? Oh, man. Next time you hear it, listen to the adults' music. And one other thing. About my father's school. So in my household, my mother was in education. My mother taught. My father, as I told you, was an educator. And for us to take our children out of the public training camp was a sacrilege. Because my dad believed that many schools were like his school, and they absolutely, positively were not. So we took our children out of school, and one of our children got a master's degree by age 19. Unheard of, right? Unheard of. But that's what happened. So, yes, you can do that. Chris in Florida, welcome. You're on with Greg.
Hey, good morning, Vince and Greg. Couple points is, yes, Adolf Hitler's schools existed. I learned a while back because I had found a scarf at a thrift shop being thrown away. Probably it would be a very attractive item to sell that says Adolf Hitler's schools in German. So it says Adolf Hitler's school, S-C-H-U-L-E-N. So thinking maybe the Holocaust Museum might like it or something. But, yeah, it's, if you want to check it out on my Facebook page, Chris.Steiner1, Facebook.com/Chris.Steiner1. Just search the word Adolf Hitler or just Hitler. And testimony to the conspicuous propaganda. Pornographic cartoons and words in the schools, in the school books, what's going on in here in Florida is really blown up big about March 18th when Governor DeSantis held a press conference and really exposed it. So I brought media attention to have to address his press conference that at the beginning showed all these pornographic books, and each one was in about five different counties in Florida. And they couldn't air it on TV. They couldn't put it on the Facebook live feeds or their narrowcast online or their broadcast to like a local channel 8 here was apologizing that they couldn't show it. But they want these books in school like this book that was a controversy, or it is still has a controversy here in Hill, or next county over from me, Hillsborough County. And Tuesday, they just won a victory to get it taken out of middle schools. It's called This Book is Gay, that shows kids how to hook up online, and it's all sorts of cartoon pornographic instruction. And so finally, you know, the 4-3, they voted to get it out, but it's still available in high schools. And so, you know, I think bringing attention to that's very revealing, calling it to community-sponsored radio stations, which are the progressive ones, and bringing up it is a big deal, because they're trying to point out, they're trying to make a deal of certain books being banned that are marginal, and other certain libraries and certain schools are taking out just to be careful, but it's not really at the direction of any law, like the Florida statute 837, I believe it is, that so many people are pointing out that even, you know, providing it to any high school grade, any child, any minor is a crime. So,
Chris, let me address this. When my father was a principal, he literally, in the summer, the librarian would order books. The teachers were invited to select books that could be purchased. And then my father looked at every book. Every book during the summer, before it hit the bookshelves in the library, my father opened up every single book. I was there when it happened. I know for a fact that that's what he did. And nothing like that would have ever entered my father's school. Never. Never. So we have fallen very, very far. And, you know, I understand freedom of speech. However, and I was chastised. I was chastised by a guy who was paying a lot of attention to USA Prepares. And he said he thought USA Prepares was the last bastion of free speech. Well, it is not free speech, because there are really harmful things that can happen with free speech, and I won't let that happen here on USA Prepares. I will not allow the advocation of homosexuality and perversion and transgenderism and getting the jab on USA Prepares, because I know that people have been really harmed by this kind of thing. I won't allow it to happen under my watch. So I'm taking a stand. So are we, I just want to let you know, class, are we free speech here? Well, we're pretty much free speech, but shouting fire in a crowded theater is not allowed here at USA Prepares. We will not allow things to be said that will injure you. And there are plenty of talk show hosts that say, y'all get your jab, I done got mine, and now what? And now those broadcasters and television professionals and actri are suffering the consequences of getting the jab. We won't allow that to happen here. We will try to
prosecute them. We just got to prosecute them for pornography. It's a third-degree felony, and actually Chapter 847 here in Florida. So that's what people need to go to the school boards and of course, teach their own kids, because nothing in school is accurate. Most a lot of things in school aren't accurate anyway. Thanks, Vince.
Very well. Greg, you've got the last 20 seconds.
Well, thank you for your call. It's very informative, and keep up the good work.
Yeah. Chris, thank you, and thank you for being in class.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
so
care.
Much. You too. Greg, thank you so much. I'll see you same time, same station, next Friday. Greg Lesher, RealWaterIndependence.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.